Please, good morning and welcome to the press conference. Sorry for the slight delay with which we're starting, but we have with us part of the cast of the film 17 in the official section without outside competition. We have Lorda Cordón, actress, Miguel Montoro, actor, and Daniel Sánchez Arévalo, director and guionist, and José Antonio Félez, who's the producer. Okay. If anyone has any questions, please do so now. Hi, good morning. Above all, congratulations. It was a party, a real party. Not only the laughs, but the people when they left the film theater felt very relaxed. I think you could see it on their faces. The humor and irony not only impregnates the entire film, but also the script, obviously. I would like to ask the director, therefore, what filmmaker is behind that? That is, say, Billy Wilder, Fernando Trueba, who knows? To the actors, I'd like to say congratulate you because of the great tandem. They're magnificent. Even the dog is magnificent with the. How is it possible to not laugh in those situations? How can you to portray your roles? Did I get what did I say about irony with Trueba? Yes, of course. When Trueba says, when he picked up the Oscar, we all applauded and we embraced him. The only thing that I aspire as a filmmaker is to try to get better when I tell stories, and above all, to perfect the art of mixing comedy and drama. I think that it's what I most like as a spectator, and what I like as a spectator is what I try to do as a director. So therefore, quite clearly, for me, the climax of that bittersweet drama mixture of past is The Apartment by Billy Wilder. That's it. I've Got Another Semi-God was the president of the jury here last year. I would have loved to have coincided with him. Alexander Payne, for example, who makes that films which is very difficult, which are difficult to classify, like Nebraska, The Descendants, for example, The Heirs. These are films that are very close to reality and life, and that play with different genres, and I think that's what we've tried to do, or what I've tried to do from the script. That is to say, to get rid of elements, try to tell a simple story with a lot of feeling, with very few ingredients, which I think is something that I've only dared to do being a bit older now. I'm not too sure, more mature, but at least a bit older, in which my films have been, which have a lot of characters and a bit convoluted, things that you can hold on to, but don't worry, I've got a character here, I've got a character there. But no, this is very a naked film with two brothers who are the protagonists on a trip, on a journey with one single plot behind it. And all of the work was to take things away and not force any situation, force humor or a drama, albeit it's fiction, but to make it look realistic. I think that one of the keys was at no time were we doing a comedy. And I think that that's as of there is when when you see some characters and they make you smile, who are. I had at no moment that I was feeling that we were making a comedy. And I think that answers your question, I think, to a certain extent. You don't laugh much either in the too much in the film, do you? No, not at all. My character is exactly that. That is, he doesn't understand. He doesn't play the same game as his brother does. From being in the character where they create the those comic situations, the comedy comes along because of the real situation that happens. We didn't have the feeling that we were making a comedy. And the characters obviously need to laugh, obviously, and to hug each other. They understand it. Imagine me. I even understand less. Hi, congratulations. I like the film very much. I'd like to ask you, what's tarapara? What does it mean? Well, I prefer to leave that in the air, but I like what it means. And the amount of things that can be expressed by one, with one single word in a world in which is full of words, and we're always talking and talking, but we don't understand each other, we don't come to an agreement. Words really don't say mean nothing, and they get lost in the air. I like a character with a single word could express all types of emotions, desires, yes or yes or no, and I like the fact that each of the brothers interpreted those words in their way and according to how convenient it was for them at a given moment. Hi, first of all, congratulations for the film. I'd like to ask you, I'm from Cantabria where the film was shot, and it was very great for me to be able to see on the screen the places where I normally go and reflected in this story. My question is related to, how was it to shoot in Cantabria in the north of Spain? Well, Cantabria is in my blood. I was born in Madrid. It was an accident because I consider that I'm from Cantabria. My family, my father, all my father's family is from the north in the Cantabrian region. And I like it very much. When I conceived this story from the outset, it was a need because I feel like I was at home, and those incredible landscapes as well. I can tell you an anecdote because for the tone of the film, we wanted it to be, the whole film to be cloudy, because it would have felt very good, that bittersweet, for it to be very cloudy like up here, and we like it, I like that. And for it to rain, we didn't mind it raining. Well, it turns out climate change, which is something which is quite serious, and which we're all aware of it, and so are you here. Well, it turned out that September, October last year, it didn't rain. It rained for 2 days, and just for a little while. But at the end of the day, the shoot was much more pleasant for us to shoot the film, but we had to accept what happened at that time and embrace the weather, so to speak. Hi, and congratulations for the film. As a voluntary person at an animal protection center, I take dogs out for a walk. And I want to thank you publicly, Daniel, that you gave a bit of visibility to these types of associations. Many of them don't receive public aid. They have a tough time. The dogs are there in bad shape. And I'd like to know, how did you shoot with sheep and taraparo, which is what I think you call the little three-legged dog, and the therapeutic situation with Biel and Lola? And could you explain that? I think you like those hairy little animals yourself. What was it like shooting with the dogs? Because I imagine it's not easy. And they're the scenes that I really sent the chills down my spine, so thank you. Well, got goosebumps, basically, because you don't see dogs in films. We normally see those sweet sort of roles that dogs play. But yesterday, when I saw it, it was very emotional for me. Well, my love, incredible love that I have for dogs, I also wanted to emphasize the need of adopting of animal protection centers in the situations that these dogs are in, that was reflected. So therefore, the first decision that we made was that all the dogs that appear in the film are from animal protection centers. I didn't want trained dogs that knew everything. And sheep, we found her in a protector. It was love at first sight, because I went down, she came toward me and put her foot on her paw on me. I said, well, let's go, and we took her straight away, with the commitment that the dogs that we showed, then obviously we're going to find a family for them. Bia will tell what happened with sheep. Then the process with the dogs was that let life happen, that the link that is established between sheep and Hector is true or real. They didn't have any contact prior to the shooting of the film, and then several days, in different weeks, we got them together and we started to see what happened, to shoot and shoot. In the middle, Biel, who studies everything in very disciplined, after shooting for 11 hours, he went to keep the train with the dog to see that evolution. to the extent that at the end he recognized the way when he whistled to him. But you tell your experience, Bild. What happened with sheep is that dog's love is so powerful, it goes beyond fiction. And now when I finished the shoot, the link we created for was inseparable, and he came to live with me and my family. And here he's part of our family now, so we've got him at home. And since the end of the shoot till now, he came to San Sebastian Film Festival. Yes, 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 because he's come along with us, and you'll see him this evening at the premiere. And it's great, and because I never had dogs, my family was a bit reluctant to have a pet. But the moment Sheep put his foot at home, everyone has loved him and treated him like another person in the family. Sheep, yeah, we keep calling him Sheep, Oveja in Spanish. The only thing I ask you is that please don't change his name. What about your grandmother? No, no, my grandmother's very angry. She didn't like the dog. Well, it's quite normal, isn't it? I think there's another question on this side. Congratulations for the film. You said that you've taken things out more than placing more things into the film. I would like to know whether it was quite clear from the outset of taking away the grandmother's death from the film and finish it with the brothers. That's right. In this, not forcing nor comedy nor drama, when I started to write this script, I didn't know what was going to happen with the grandmother. It wasn't clear. Neither with the three-legged dog, who's very old, by the way. And the truth is, the dog that we took is called Curro. And it's a little dog, and he ended up in a protection center because his owner died. Now he's got a lovely owner who accompanied us throughout the entire shoot. He's very old, the dog, so therefore we didn't know what was going to happen with him. So, and that taking and not forcing things and taking things away naturally, when I wrote the script, I think that the grandmother got sick and she's on the verge of death, so that these two crazy guys would come to an agreement. And once that's resolved, well, she can hold on a bit more, but I think she can bear a bit longer and stay alive a little longer. No, the three-legged dog was very angry. Yeah, Tarapalo. Because he's like a veteran from Vietnam, and he's quite old. What do you expect from him? Yeah, he's very angry and very bitter with life, like everyone at that age, I imagine. Hi again. The actors, how did you construct the relationship between the brothers for it to be believable? Well, something similar was asked of us yesterday, and we were told that they felt that during the shooting of the film, I was treating Biel like my younger brother, and it was inevitable with a bit more kindness, obviously a bit kinder. But I thought it was very simple. It was very easy. We worked with Danny for 2 months, improvising with the script itself and going over it, and also having a bit of creative freedom within the script, and I think it was constructed in all of those situations that Biel and I worked upon together prior to shooting the film, and also that we were able to construct it thanks to the freedom that Danny gave us in order to include things that we believed belonged to the characters per se. Yes, yes. During that prior 2 months where we were working with rehearsals with Danny, we worked from improvisation, moments that aren't in the film, so that when we shot the film, when we start up with the script, we'd have quite clear from where the characters come from, what happened beforehand. And improvising is where we established these roles and links that, quite curiously, it happened to me that I felt that many things that had been created with Nacho, or how I saw Nacho, I also felt them as my brother in real life. So therefore, we established those roles during the shooting of the elder and the younger brother. So it helped me very much to work 2 months beforehand rehearsing in order to get to the shooting of the film with the relationship and the character well taken and the relationship well set. From the casting and audition, there was a link between them, almost a communion between them. I fell in love with them separately, looking at them, seeing them. And the moment, quite often they talked about the casting process. It was very quickly when I saw them, I said, I think I've got them. And I put them together and it was immediate, because there was some sort of chemistry and complicity between both of them, and that are things that happen or don't happen. And it's true that as there's in Cantabria, we were quite isolated during the shooting of the film. There were very few actors, so therefore I've seen how they accompanied each other during the whole journey. And for me, it was very beautiful. It was an experience of giving them both a vehicle, these two animals, and they're actors who are, though perhaps people don't know too much, but they're here to stay, I think. And for me, I feel very, and it's enormous pride for me. I didn't do anything. I didn't discover them. I just gave them a vehicle so that they can take off and fly on their own. And just simply to be the witness, watching it on the combo, for example, you feel like a spectator more than a director. And so therefore, thank you to both of you. No, thank you. The script with Alice, how do you come back to direction? How did the project emerge? Another question. The fact that the premiere in the and Netflix is very close. Why the premieres in both sides? How does that work? Well, the project at the end, I try to find my refuge in fiction. And the island of Alice was a marvelous refuge for 2.5 years, which was difficult for me to leave because 800 pages, and then I had to get rid of them, and it was eternal. But because I felt comfortable and protected, that's where I sought refuge in. And 17 was a marvelous refuge in the script of that you generate a fiction, a story, and you generate a new family to be able to tell it. And then you go to Cantabria, where we feel very good. I'm not too sure how to say it, but so it's like I'm very egotistic and selfish in this book, from this, because I create things to feel comfortable and good and to enjoy and to live life with a certain intensity. So therefore, 17, when it occurred to me, I said, I want to go and live for some time with this film, with these two people in their camper van. So therefore, as regards the coexistence of cinema with platforms, that is to say Netflix, obviously I think the platforms, in the case of Netflix, as I was saying, there's something that's quite marvelous creatively and from the production standpoint. They read the script and they said, the only one to do is to keep your look. They allowed me to do a casting of young kids, the young boys that don't have too much professional experience. Nachos, it's his first film. They thought it was marvelous. They thought it was fantastic. And the only thing they wanted was to respect the creative process, but not only at a production level, when Jose Antonio and myself, well, we addressed the issue that a small film, because it's not a cheap film, to shooting 8 weeks in Cantabria on location with a top-class team. A crew is not necessarily cheap. It's not cheap, in fact. So therefore, they understood it and they embraced the project. So therefore, the relation has been marvelous. And for me also, the arrival of these platforms like Netflix, there's something really good about that. And that is to say, focus is being placed upon people who tell stories and creators, because we need many stories to nurture that, and many different stories, big and large, small stories. So the world is changing. The way we consume fiction is changing. Unfortunately, people go to the film theaters very little. It's very little. That's the way it is. And I get angry because I go to the film theater every week. I like and I defend and I want. When Roma or Elisa Marcela, I've got Netflix, I've got two accounts because I've got the whole family involved. Antonio de la Torre is even in my Netflix account. So, but I like the experience of seeing a film in the big screen. So therefore, my fantasy is that they can coexist, because not everyone's got Netflix. That's true as well. There are people that got Netflix prefer to go to the film theaters, or they see Netflix and they want to go to the film theater, or vice versa. That's my fantasy, that they can coexist. And I think that we can manage to achieve this. Hi, good morning. Sorry, Danny, if they've asked you, because I ended a bit late because of a previous film. You ask whatever you want. Of the brothers of Arthur, dark blue to almost black, to the brothers of 17. How has your concept of life and how your films have changed, which is clearly reflected in the film also? What do you say all about this? For me, it's difficult to answer that question, because I think that it's you who have got to see how my films have changed, because I'm not so aware of this quite often. I was saying to another director colleague of mine is that 17, this film, doesn't have, is very different to my previous films. And he says, what are you saying? What are you saying? No, I wanted to change things. I wanted to test different things. No, Danny, I read the script. I said, this script is yours. It can only be yours. So therefore, it's very difficult for me to know. Obviously, I've matured from that time, but I've also wanted to relive feelings that I had when I did that film, Dark Blue, Almost Black. And when I fortunately found Raul Arevalo, Kim, and Antonio, who I knew beforehand, and we went through a first experience together, and then we all grew together. Here, I also wanted to get into a situation what changing all of my crew, not because the crew didn't work beforehand. No, all the contrary, it worked marvelously. They're great. They're the best. But to put myself into a different situation of leaving my comfort zone, and the only one that I always go hand in hand is with Jose Antonio, who's my colleague on this journey, and we go hand in hand in our projects. And also, he always backs me and helps me. And he always tries to draw the best from me. He tries to make the film the best possible film possible. And also the figure of a producer who is not only concerned by the money and a budget, but he's got a creative mentality. He's thinking about the film and making a good film. I've seen directors that have got lost on the way because they've started to produce themselves. And therefore, I want to thank you, Khaf, also, because on that path together, he knows my manias, for example. He tells me what to do occasionally, but with a lot, very kindly. And at the end of the day, you want to think that it's great because you've got a net around you which protects you, and the only thing they want is the best for you and for the film. Thank you very much, Danny, for saying that. It's a pleasure. In any case, it's 15 years and a few films that we've been making, all of your feature films, and I'm very proud of the journey, and I want to continue on the journey with you. So therefore, I'm very happy to be here with all of you, and I'm very proud of this film. Unfortunately, we don't have time for any further questions. Thank you very much to all of you.